Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Good to have you back here in the New York area with us. Mary and I appreciate knowing you're out there listening to our broadcast. And if you want to get away, how does trekking across 25 countries on a Vespa sound? Well, that's exactly what our guest did this segment, and we'll get to her after this word about Holland America Line. If you're thinking about taking an ocean cruise, Holland America Line wants to help you write the next chapter in your life by ensuring you savor the journey. And this story will appeal to your sense of wonder, a story where the exotic becomes the familiar, where smiles speak a thousand languages, and your experiences will be filled with unforgettable moments. To learn more, contact your travel professional or visit hollandamerica.com. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our next guest rode a Vespa across 25 countries in just about 27 months. She's learned how to say thank you in 22 languages, and she rode her Vespa at a slow pace. This was not a race, all so she could soak in the culture and history, something that we also enjoy about traveling. And joining us today from her home country of Singapore is Juvina Huang to share a little bit of her journey with us in today's Personal Connection segment.
Welcome, Juvina. How are things in Singapore today, or tonight, I should say, since we have a 12-hour difference or so with you?
Here, the weather is good, so it's been a really great day today.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We appreciate your time and appreciate you joining us today. So you spent just over 2 years traveling the world solo on a Vespa scooter. That's not a real common occurrence, Juvina. I'm sure you know that. You know, how many hours a day did you average riding? And of all the transportation options for you to choose from out there, why a Vespa?
Okay, I usually ride around 8 hours a day. It depends on the road condition and the distance. And why a Vespa is a mode of transportation that I have since I got my driving license, and I just went with whatever I had.
Oh, well, that, you know what? That's great. You make use of what you have. I love this story. Juvina, you started in Singapore, where you're from, and you made your way through 25 countries on a Vespa. I'd love to know your favorite country and why.
Well, I think my favorite country would be Pakistan, where I spent 4.5 months in that country. It's where I met one of the most hospitable people ever. And the northern areas, the Karakoram Highway, was really gorgeous. It's a really beautiful place to stay.
And you stayed for 4.5 months. Wow. Okay. Juvina, I want to quote you. You wrote an email to our producer, Melissa, who found you. And you wrote in this email, "Lip service is cheap. To put something into action is another realm." Well, you definitely put something amazing into action, really incredible. What would you tell people who have travel adventure goals about getting out there and following their dream?
I would say just to do it. Do not let others impose limitations on you.
Did you have a lot of people telling you that this was crazy?
Yeah, before I left, I do get a bit of a few naysayers who say, "No, you can't make it on a scooter. You need a bigger, better bike." Yeah, so I get that a lot.
Well, I could understand that. Certainly wasn't the most comfortable form of transportation for you. But, you know, when you said you were in Pakistan or some of these other countries that you went to, and I want you to tell our audience, you know, you mentioned Pakistan was your favorite, but what were some of the others that you enjoyed? So I'd love to know, really, what kind of reception did you get from the locals in the country that you visited? And I think you just said Pakistan, but where were people the most friendly to you and maybe the most open to helping you?
I would think it would be in countries where there are majority Muslims. Like even in Iran, I was there for 3 months. Turkey, I was there for 3 months. Sometimes when I have problems by the roadside, if it looks like I need help, people come and help me. And I get offered food and people have invited me to their homes. In this country, I hardly stay in the hotel, honestly speaking. So I got a lot of invitations, you know, through like even strangers and even other motorcycles who invite me to their homes to stay.
So as you, what was the greatest thing that you saw along the route that you were on that's most memorable that you think you'll never forget the rest of your life?
I think it would be a village called Nong Riat in northeast India. There was no road access to that village. Over there, I saw how simple people's lives are. They took care of their environment, and the environment provides them with food and water. It's not like over in the cities we have to pay off everything with money. Over there, money is just an accessory, not a necessity. So I noticed a very close-knit community over there, which I just find it hard to find in modern civilization nowadays. Yeah.
And did you have a plan for where you were going, or you just got on the Vespa every day and you just, wherever you decided to go, you went, and life took you there versus you having a plan?
I decided not to plan too much because sometimes I get last-minute offer like to somebody's home for tea. So if I were to strictly stick to my plans, I would have missed out all these wonderful experiences.
Right.
So my plans are just a guideline.
Okay. Juvina, yeah. When will we see you? We know you're taking a little time off. When will we see you hitting the road again, and what's next for you?
I hope to continue my trip in 2 years' time in 2020.
Okay, in 2020.
All right, so we're going to follow you then.
Absolutely. Juvina, great story. We look forward to seeing you hitting the road again and hearing more about your travels. Thank you for your time with Robert and me today, and we really enjoyed this opportunity to connect with you.
Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Okay, thank you, and enjoy yourself too.
Take care. Mm. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there goes Juvina. And folks, if you want to follow her travels, she's on Facebook at Wandering Wasp.
Yes, Wasp as in Italian for Vespa,
correct?
Right?
That's exactly right. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break as Rudy jumps aboard for segment 4 before Mary and I are back with you in about 10 minutes with Destination Spotlight number 22. Today it's Savannah. So stick around as the RM World Travel Express rolls on. The show returns in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.